morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I will be with you today for about 50 minutes or so. I have a few announcements at the end. I am honored and privileged to have with me someone I have the utmost respect for. Utmost. And I want to, let me say it one more time. Utmost. This man has walked into the district attorney's office with a wealth of experience as a prosecutor and as a defense attorney. So he's seen the picture. And what I admire about him the most is he's not afraid to go after anybody or anything. One. Two, he has the ability to go for justice, not just statistical malarkey. His name is Timothy Shergru. He's a good-looking guy. You notice he has hair. He's there. D.A. Shergru, thanks for coming on this show. You have been knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Yeah, we've been really busy for us in the last, I say 3 or 4 months. You know, of course, I had a lot of issues in between there, but which didn't thwart what I was doing at work. But it's just been a crazy 4 months from us since July 1st on. So it's been crazy, but we're very successful. Pittsfield Police has been doing a great job. My state troopers have been doing a great job.
Yep.
I'm pleased with the North Idaho Police Department, everything they're doing. Countywide, Dalton, Lenox, Lee, you know, Great Barrington, all of them. These people, they're working so diligent, so hard, and they've got this, sort of this pep in their step. They like what they're doing. And they're buying into our philosophy of, you know, we're making sure that we make our community safe and we help people that are in the throes of either depression, drugs, or, mental health issues, that we try to get them through the process successfully. And so it's been busy. You know, we had a shooting with two young men. It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
But I'm really pleased the Pittsfield Police Department were able to quickly and efficiently and effectively build that case. And it's an extremely strong case at this stage now. And I'm very proud and pleased of the efforts that they did.
Yes.
My ADAs were working with them all throughout the time, getting search warrants. And, you know, we were in constant communication with them about how to get this resolved and quietly and successfully and peacefully brought this individual, these two defendants into court, who are now held. So I'm very pleased with that. And we've got two people that are off the street that, really effectuated an awful murder in a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So there's accountability, and we're going to hold them accountable, and we'll go forward from there. And of course, on top of that, we had our statewide, task force regarding, internet crimes and human trafficking. And we've been doing this for 3 years, starting in the spring of 2023 with Mark Bailey and North Adams doing a lot of these to catch a predator, so to speak, type of stings.
Yeah.
And we had caught at least 26 individuals in the last couple of years. Last week, I was happy and proud to see that the Massachusetts State Police were willing to do it statewide.
Right.
Doing it for 3 years very successfully. And even to a point where we actually had a situation last spring where we had men that were coming into the Berkshires and meeting at a hotel in the town of Lee. And we had state troopers in there, and they had posed as children. And these people brought in all sorts of things with them. Some had weapons, some had duct tape, some had a lot of them had sexual devices and toys and lubrications and booze and pot. So what we saw them coming in with, thinking they were going to meet a 13 to 15-year-old child, they ended up meeting a 6'5" state trooper. And it was much different. And we did that quietly, peacefully. And we've been doing that throughout this whole time, catching these to catch predators. So when the Massachusetts State Police wanted to do this statewide, I was very pleased with that.
Yeah.
And of the 56 arrests statewide, 20 came from the Berkshires, again, from our state troopers and our local task force, our Berkshire task force that we have in my office. We were able to successfully to run that sting as well. And unfortunately, in the process too, we also caught a chief of police that had, was allegedly, doing a solicitation of a prostitute. So things I would not have known of had we not done this type of a sting. So that was very, very successful. And of course, as you probably saw this week, we had run that lengthy, since like June 1st, that lengthy undercover investigation regarding the trafficking ring that we knew was here and bring in substantial amounts of cocaine and heroin, and that they were armed. And we successfully were able to get that case resolved and picked up in August and September. We started executing those the search warrants. Since that time, they've been all been presented to the grand jury, and we had 9 individuals indicted. We had roughly $70,000 to $90,000 of heroin that we seized,
Wow.
and $80,000 to $100,000 of cocaine, which we seized. And we also seized 2 firearms, high capacity firearms, and we also seized $103,000 and proceeds from the sale of drugs. So, which we, so it was a very successful operation. It's an expensive operation, but that's what the reason why it's good when we can seize the funds afterwards, use those funds to further our battle against the drug tide and people trying to come in here and set up drug trade in the Berkshires. We're just not going to tolerate these individuals coming in, and their reputation has completely changed. We have run 5 such investigations, operations since I took office. So basically, we've been running them the entire period of time, and we've successfully arrested and convicted many, many individuals in the last 3 years over this. In the meantime, you should also be aware that in the last 18 months, we have resolved and tried and or pled out
Yeah, backlog.
seven murder trials, seven murder trials,
Yeah.
three first degree murders. We get convictions on 2 second degree murders and 2 manslaughters. So, my lawyers have been working nonstop. We're supposed to go every other month. We've been going every month. We're going to try to see if we can kind of get us back to the other every other month schedule because they're
Burnout.
tired, they're working hard,
Yeah.
and we're here for the community. And I just
Yeah.
I appreciate you being able to let us share the information so the public knows that we are working out there, that we are making these streets much, much safer than they've ever been, and also getting so much guns and drugs off the street. And still, we just had a 13-year-old boy with a firearm. So, these are things that we're identifying, we're catching them, and we're if we know about it. So
Yeah.
if you see something, you report it to us, or you report to the police department, we follow through with it. And but that helps us. So we're hoping that the community also can assist us when they see these things happening, so that we can get to it. Because every single time we've had a complaint like that, we have resolved it by getting our police officers, quickly on these cases.
And I'm what you're doing, just recently we had the radiothon for WTBR, and I know you were part of it. And one of the things that you have brought into WTBR and to PCTV is we're trying to live by our community. That's our middle name, community. And we've gotten listening to the radio, some of the people from Smitty Pignatelli to Alan Harris to P. We're serving the community. We don't, and we, the other piece is I don't come in with an agenda. I come in with a few questions written down, but we have gotten so many positive, and you need to know this too, and you probably do know this because we've gotten so many positive feedback reports of people hearing you, hearing Richie Neal, hearing the mayor. It's all community stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
I really don't care what's going on in Minneapolis. I'm
I don't
sorry.
either. I mean, people ask me all the time about national politics. Like,
Yeah.
listen, I get it. I have my own personal opinion, but my office isn't designed for me to put my personal opinion on what my politics are.
Me either.
I take care of what is Berkshire County, and my job is to protect the citizens of Berkshire County, and to also, on top of that, I've taken it a little step further by doing a lot more community outreach,
Yes, you do.
community care type of work, so a lot more social work than normally would be coming out of a DA's office, and that all comes through grants that I've been able to receive. But going back, let's talk a little bit about
Yeah.
WTBR and PCTV, what its value is to our community. Because of programs like this, I can share the message of what we're doing out there. It's impossible for the news media outlets to catch up with everything we're doing, even though we
Right.
send press releases out on every single thing we do. But they're a business as well, and there's only so much that they can cover. By being on your radio show, I can cover what 4 major operations we did in the last month, and that's why we do it monthly, so you can see every month
That's
what in
it.
fact we are doing. But this is such a valuable program, and WTBR has been part of my life, as you know, since I was
Yeah.
13 years old when it was WTHS, and I became president in 1974. And then in 1977, I had raised the money and got the city to provide us $3,500. And we raised $3,500. We raised the $7,000 for the tower and had it installed to go FM for WTBR. And we went on the air. It was September 30th, 1977. So
Yeah.
we're 2 years away. It's been 48 years in operation. It means a lot. That was sort of my first foray into running a nonprofit, which helped me do the Kids Place later on when I established the Berkshire County Children's Advocacy Center. So I have been part of that. I was president of that for 3 years, from 74 through 77, to like graduate in the spring of 78. So WTBR has always been a special part for me. So I like being part of the radiothon. So I was part of that, and I appreciate the efforts that you guys do to get this out to the community, and expanding it to PCTV is even better. So there's a lot of people that can't get out. So, some of
Yeah,
our best citizens in the county are our senior citizens that can't
that's
always just
exactly
get
right.
out. And they're our lifeblood, and they can't, unfortunately can't always be out, but they can see everything by having the access to PCTV, including the debates, and including the city council meetings and the school committee meetings. So, and shows like yours, and so that you make sure you're getting people from the community that people want to hear from, so they can know you're not going to get these in news stations. You got to talk, and you and I always have a free flow of talking. So
We
I commend
do.
TV. I commend WTBR. The other thing I'm missing is my house burnt down. Is I'm missing my baseball cap. I had a WTBR hat with the logo on
Oh,
it,
wow.
and that's gone now. So, but it's a great programming tool, and it's great for the community, and it's so diversified that we should be very proud and honored that's still going. So, even though the radiothon was last week, if you could still support WTBR
Absolutely.
PCTV, we would really greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Just call over there or send a check to Federico Drive, WTBR, PCTV. They'll get it.
We could be getting
Anything.
all this for free, but it costs money. We're getting all
Yeah.
this for free. It's very
We
expensive.
have licensing things. We have breakdown
Absolutely.
equipment. A lot of this equipment, you'll be happy to know. The control board is the same control board that you had.
Yeah, that's pretty sad, isn't it?
And
Almost 50 years old.
Dave Cachet, who's a technical genius in my. He refurbished it. Tim, we're still
Wow.
using it.
Wow. I got pictures from those old days, Bills, from the 70s, on that control board, spinning two turntables at the same time.
Yeah. But you
You look
know,
at those records in there. You look at those records in there. You'll see my names all over them from reviewing them. So we had a
well,
reviewing.
I'll tell you what you should do someday when you're not busy,
You're
whenever that is.
very
Go
funny.
out to PCTV. And look at the studio behind the curtains. Dave Cachet categorized and identified every one of those albums, and
Yeah,
they're
I've been
right
through them.
there.
I've been there. I've been through it. I saw the Great Oz curtain open, and there was all those albums that we had accumulated since the early 1970s, all pristine and still in great
Oh,
shape.
yeah.
And it's just unfortunately I had like 1,000 in my house too. I lost all those, and it's just I've always been a big vinyl fan, and so it's great to see that there's still existence there, and you guys are doing a great job of keeping that stuff. For now, over 50 years for some of the things.
Well, I will tell you too, just to get back on track here a little bit, what you've done, and I've been around the world with in criminal justice all over the world, but what I've seen you do here is you've made it a team. You brought the police in, local, state, they now communicate. You're like a, and I mean this as a compliment, please. It's like a Pied Piper. And in a way, that's why I believe, and I've got 50 plus years in the field, why we're seeing the active pursuit of justice that we're seeing in this county.
Oh,
And I
yeah.
don't say that because I like you as a person or whatever. I say that matter-of-factly. From my past experience, I've been in fragmented areas of the world where we were fragmented here for a long time, where one chief didn't like the other, didn't talk. The state police didn't talk with the local police. But that's all malarkey now that you've made it a team.
It has to be a team. And our Chiefs, I give them to their credit. They meet
Yep.
once a month, all of them, and
Yep.
they make sure they come. They share information. Oftentimes I'm invited to the meeting, so I'll go and we'll share what we're doing with them. But it's just such a collaboration between each of the independent departments. And there's a philosophy that they understand it. It was very frustrating from the past when they would do an investigation and the case would be dismissed or it'd be let go or they wouldn't put the effort into it. And now the effort's there. The ADAs have pep in their step. They're all excited. It's a
Yeah.
very vibrant office. The
Oh, yeah.
Superior Court is second to none. This is the first time this office has been completely full. I have 26 lawyers now working for us on a
Wow.
full-time basis, plus a couple of part-timers. And I have 11 advocates. All my positions are filled. Staff is completely full. I got a wait list to get in. I've got resumes of people still coming in that want to get into our office because we lead by positivity, we lead by example,
Exactly.
and we lead by the fact that we're not negative. We want to go forward. We want to do the right things. And the police departments get that. We're working with them and understanding them. And when their case goes to court, in the past they would never knew what would happen with it. Well, every ADA is mandated here to keep their investigating officers informed that they're part of the listening process of what type of recommendation should we make. Everybody's got an input. The victim has an input. The police department has an input. And victim witness does. Then ultimately, the ADA makes a determination with their supervisor of what we're going to do in particular cases. So it's really a team effort, but everybody's involved in it. And that's what's important. Because when police officers put their life on the line, they go out on the streets and they make these arrests. We have an obligation to support them and help them and make them be aware of what the results are when we're done with them. So let's say we go to court, they need to know, all right, this person, this is what happened, this is the resolution. And they're very happy to hear that. And they're also happy because they know that before we get the case done. So they're included in the process. So it's very important to include everybody. And it's also working with each of the particular departments. They see the energy and the enthusiasm we're doing, but it doesn't just come easily. You've got to work with that. And everybody, this entire team in this office works that way. We know we have to collaborate. The only way things get done is with collaboration. So we're very successful by doing that. But also, I'm very active with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Springfield. I'm very active with the AG's office
Yep.
and Homeland Security. FBI, obviously, ATF, because we used them before to help us pick up all those defendants. Last spring, we picked up 15 or 16 defendants, and we used all their big black SUVs that people thought was ICE, but it was us doing drug raids. So we have to have those collaborations as well because they share information with us about what's happening in Springfield, what's coming our way.
Yeah.
So we need to have those partnerships, and those did not exist prior to 2023. Now they exist on a regular basis. I meet regularly. I have to go to Boston, unfortunately, more than I want to. But having those connections and making those things with the higher ups and the state police helps Western Mass and helps the Berkshires. We want to be on the map. We're known for what we do on the child abuse cases. We're known for what we do in the organized
Yes.
retail crime. We are the leaders in the state on that. And I want to make sure that we're going to be known for what we're doing with the guns and drugs, but how we're successful in keeping to catching these individuals,
Yeah.
getting these guns out the street, and getting the drugs out the street.
If
That
I
doesn't.
may, just to interrupt, that was just a national news story about the growth of this, and I said to the Polish princess, Tim's already on this.
Yeah, we've been doing that since day
Yeah.
one. I mean,
Yeah.
it's just these are philosophies that really had existed in the past that just
Yep.
hadn't been been used. And again, you take the best of everything that you see
Yeah.
when it comes to compassionate parts of the law and taking care of individuals who find themselves in the throes of addiction or in the court system. And also take a look at the other ones that are hardened criminals that are coming in here to make a profit off our kids and poisoning our community. And I take a hard line with those. And people are coming in here arming our children with guns. That's a real problem. And so, we're addressing that. And gun violence is still a big problem. But as we're seeing younger and younger kids have access to these weapons, it's very disconcerting. So,
Yeah.
but we're working on that. And so the good news is that, as a community to be aware of, is that we identify it and we investigate it. And it takes time, but we'll get to the root of it. And trust me, we will find it and we will solve it and we'll resolve it. And that's what we're doing when it comes to anybody that's breaking law. The reputation is really strong in the Berkshires now that if you're going to come to the Berkshires, you're going to get caught and you're going to go to prison. So I like the fact that, the criminals know that now and our reputation has changed in a short bit of 3 years. But we have to continue this work.
But It is the Patriots found out, Mr. Kraft, you can have a great team, but you better have a great quarterback.
That's true.
And I would say that looking at the team and that bank building down there, the quarterback is named Timothy Shugrue, because as you know, I taught management and leadership for the Department of Justice and their academy. The leader sets the tone.
It's true, but the troops do the work, and you've got to make sure that they're
They're
recognized and
supportive.
that you've got to support them. And that comes from the person answering the phone, the person that's
Yeah,
typing the
you're
motions,
exactly right.
the people that are doing the research, the paralegals. It is a real it's a
The
machine.
team.
We're all just cogs in that particular machine. And it's just setting the key really is setting the philosophy. It's the tone, Bill. It's the tone. It's
What I
like,
just said.
but the optimism and about the excitement and the vision that we have and that we can succeed and do this. One thing I've always fought and I hate the negativity. And sometimes it's just because we're New Englanders. We have to have, because it's cold weather. It seems like we're always negative about things. We have to overcome that negativity, talk about positivity and that what we can do in the community and not dwell on what you can't fix. Figure ways
Right.
around it. Fix it. And that's what we have to do. We have to be always moving forward. And that's what we're doing so that we can take a hold of the problems that we have, address them. If you do nothing, it doesn't end the problem. And we
Right.
found that out in the last administration. You do nothing and just ignore it, the problem doesn't go away. Address it head on, correct it, let's fix it, let's make sure our community's safer. And is it going to happen in every situation? No. I'm not a miracle worker, but we are doing our darndest to make sure that this community is
Work.
safe. We're making sure that the guns and drugs are coming out the street, and we're making sure people that are addicted to substances are getting the proper treatment and services that are necessary for them, and also trying to get them reacclimated back into our community as productive members of our society. So there's two tasks to do. We're up for the task, and I have a tremendous staff of 60
Oh.
employees, 15 state troopers. So it was 75 people here. It's a well-oiled machine. I
Yeah.
have. I said I swear by my superior court team. I hired a couple of new people who have a wealth of experience. I have 8 or 9 superior court lawyers that are second to none in the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So,
Well, your
and
first
doing that,
assistant,
yeah, she's
is
tremendous.
worth my weight in gold.
She's tremendous, and she works her tail off.
Yeah.
And no matter what, she's putting her heart and soul into every single case that she does. And they're working hard, and I want to make sure that people recognize the efforts and thank them for what they're doing, because their families give up a lot too. When these murders happen, we're working around the clock, and that includes my assistants, and they're working. It could be 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We don't stop. We don't have a 9 to 5 job. We have a 365 day a year job and 7 days a week, and I am never off. No matter what happens in your life,
Yeah.
you're never off the game here, and you can't be. That's what we're all dedicated to. And I like the fact that I have dedicated people. I can come in 7 in the morning, Bill, and I get young ADAs who just passed the bar who are in here working at 7 in the morning to get ready for court at 9 in the morning. It's just wonderful to see. I can come in on a Saturday and find 5 lawyers in here. I can come back at night, at 8 o'clock at night, and they're still here from during the day. These people are committed to the job,
Yeah.
and they don't make that much money compared to what they could make in private practice, but they care about the Berkshires, and they care about the community. And you know what's also important, Bill? I brought a lot of people in from outside the county, the people that have just getting graduated from law schools.
Yeah.
So they're now buying houses here. I have a person that's an appellate unit. He bought a house in Stockbridge. He's moving here from Essex County.
Wow.
And he's starting December 1st. So I have people coming in from various people from all over the state that are moving to the Berkshires and establishing. That helps our community as well. That gives more professional people in our community coming into here and then sitting down roots and making the Berkshires their home, which is what we want. We want people coming in here because
Yeah.
we're a growth industry as well, unfortunately. But this office needs to grow because it just. We have a lot more problems than people had realized, and we're identifying those problems. But the good news, it's safe because we are doing this job, and we're getting things done. Like I said, there's always going to be cases, and I'm not going to get rid of crime. We same thing when I started the kids' place 30 something years ago.
Wow.
I knew I wasn't going to get rid of child abuse, but I knew I'd make it easier for kids to go through the process, and I also would highlight and focus and take a lot of people off the streets, and we did that. and that were
That's so
bad
good.
child molesters. And you know, but the issue is going to be there, and so isn't crime. But you know, it's
Yeah.
just human nature, and it's greed. A lot of it's money based because that's what drugs are, for the people that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars off of it. So you know, we've got to just keep being diligent, and the key is keeping the optimism up to your staff. And
Right.
give them positive reinforcement. Let them know that we care. So if you see a police officer, an assistant DA, thank them for the job that they do
Yeah.
because they're away from their families a significant amount of time. When we have an area like that, every single detective was working around the clock,
Yeah.
getting on 4 or 5 hours of sleep a day for 10 days. Their families, they
Yeah.
didn't see their families. So, you know,
Yeah.
when these things are done and they solve it, I'm proud of them. And I always make sure that I let the community know what work these men and women are doing in your community, protect you, and also to protect the people that can't help themselves, people in a marginalized community that are stuck in locations, and that these people are trying to help them out.
And you know, a credit to all of them, and a credit again to what you've done in a particular thing, the two things that I really think that you've taken the lead on. One is the retail crime. There's no question about that. But the one that's near and dear to my heart, because in the past, recent past, not your pre you. There was this thing of, well, no matter what this juvenile did, he's just a juvenile. Well, I worked with violent youthful offenders for a long time, and I think the trait you bring, if I may, and this is a compliment, the trait you bring is you've been on both sides of that bar. You've been a defense attorney, you've been a prosecutor. And now you have set up a diversion program that, in my humble opinion, and I'm not all that well versed in it, but I can tell you someday I'll let you buy me a coffee. I'll come in and show you. I had this whole thing planned to sh share with the former, and it lasted 3 minutes because I was told I was the old way, and they had a better vision, more sympathetic. But you know, because of your experience on both sides, and because of you want justice, you just don't want a conviction or let somebody go because they're nice. You've made a hell of a program there. That's all I have to say. That juvenile, I wish I could get more into it. We don't have the time, but someday we'll do a whole program.
I'll bring some of the juvenile people in. We have an excellent person in Stacy Parsons, who's our community
Yeah.
outreach director, and she does a great job. We actually have multiple diversion programs depending upon the circumstances of the
Yeah.
individuals. You know, we've worked with hate crimes and how to deal with kids and re-educating them on that. You know, some of the anti-Semitic and some of the anti-gay stuff that we had seen coming out from kids that's a learned behavior. So, and these kids are young and impressionable, so there are ways to get them. But you can't have a diversion program where you just divert and do nothing. And that's what was in existence when I came in here. I found no programming. It was okay, we're going to divert it. 6 months later, case is dismissed. Well, we don't do that. Everything has to have a program. There's got to be some accountability for the action that has been taken, and it depends on what the actions that were that they had. And there's got to be some consequences. And those consequences will vary, and it's going to be a learning experience. So you don't come back, because once you turn 18 and you're going to the district court and then potentially superior court, these cases, they jump from, you know, being potentially diverted and non-jail to going to state prison. And so we try to make sure that we owe a duty to our kids to make sure we give them an educated diversion program, make sure we educate them on what can happen to them, and also make sure they understand what the damage they're doing and the consequences they do to other people when they victimize people. And also talk about the dangers of drugs and the internet and sharing nude photographs, things along those lines. These kids just don't understand. It's not like it was you and I were, we were younger, we'd go out in the streets and we'd have to be worried about, you know, crazy things, but these days they have to be worried about everything because
Yeah.
they can reach them anytime on these devices. And we see that. That's why we do the child predator things. These people are lurking out there looking to try to get a kids, and they're not in the white van driving up the road. Now they're on the chat line, or they're on a social media page luring kids in, and they could change their who they are, pretend they're a child or whatever, and they can lure kids into it. So kids have a lot more on their plate, so to speak, than we did. And unfortunately, for a while there, we went into a lack of civility. One of the things we're trying to do is make sure we bring civility back, so people treat each other right. You know, open the door for somebody. Don't. I'm driving down the street the other day. I saw some car pass someone on a double yellow line, and the other guy
Oh,
got
yeah.
mad. That next thing I know, they're both speeding down the road, and I see the going other cars coming towards them, and
You can't
the
make it up.
guy won't let him in. I'm like, what is happening? Get rid of your anger and let's just, you know, be nice to people. Let's if someone wants to get by, let them get by. It's just, why are we getting into this hatred? And I hate to see that. So we
Yeah.
don't espouse that in the Berkshires. We're a very Gentile, you know, community. We get along with everybody. We share, you know, we share our stories with each other. I think it's a very giving community. There's so many businesses that give back to nonprofits. I've
Yeah.
never seen anything like it anywhere else in the country.
Yep.
The Berkshires, you have so many businesses that give back to the community. And again, going back to your radio station, it wouldn't be operating without the people in our community
That's
doing it.
right.
So that's what gives me solace and gives me the vision and the optimism to go forward all the time, is because I see what our community members do for
Yeah.
each other, and how they try to help each other out, and the nonprofits. So we're lucky when it comes to that. And so by having those businesses like that, it helps me in doing these juvenile diversion programs. Because I got people putting money into it, and people that are willing to work with it. We've got a lot of social work organizations that were silos that we're now connecting to stuff, so that we can, you know, put them, give them clients, give them the work
Yeah.
that they're doing such good jobs with. So I think if we can do something, is at least give when you have an emerging adult and a child's brains that are developing, educate them. Educate them, educate them, educate them, and try to, you know, get them on the straight and narrow, on the right thing. Give them mentors that they can look up to. Give them
Yeah.
mentors that they're proud of, you know,
Yeah.
and not ones that they're that because they're in the drug field, because they've got a, you know, some sort of expensive looking car, and get luring them to that reason. No, get them mentors that are positive influence in the communities, and whether it's music, arts, sports, anything. Keep our kids involved. The more we keep our kids involved, the better off we are. These programming that we're getting done from 3 to 7 o'clock at night, so kids are busy after school. We're going to do more and more of those. Again, we don't have the funds to do it. We try to write grants, and then I provide the funds to organizations to do that. We'll continue to do that, because I think it's important we keep our
Yes.
kids busy productively between the hours of 3 and 7 p.m. every single, you know, 5 days of the week, and hopefully busy on the weekends. So, if you take that philosophy and you get kids, and you want kids to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Kids never feel great about themselves. They always self-reflect and beat themselves up. It's just very, especially adolescent children, it's difficult. It's difficult to maneuver these times. So we need to be there for them, give them services, and give them direction, and be there as good leaders, positive leaders that care about each other, and not so much negativity and so much hatred. So, because we should be breeding civility and not hatred. And I think that my office does that. And I hope that the rest of the community will buy into that type of a philosophy, because it starts at home. You start in your own office, you start doing that. If everybody does that, and I've got 75 people doing it here with their families, and they expand on out. So I'm hoping it catches wind. I think people have bought into my philosophies in the last 3 years. Was not
Maybe.
easy coming in. I knew that when I was taking the task on, but I was up for it. It wasn't easy when I started the Children's Advocacy Center 30 some odd years ago. It wasn't easy when I was raising money in the Razor Tower at WTBR,
Right.
but we got these things done. And you know, there's a difference between, sometimes you have a great, even a sports athlete that's great, but you also have some that are just leaders that know how to
That's right.
kind of get the job done. These lawyers I have here are those type of leaders. These lawyers I have here are ones that you can look up to, that have good ethics, and that, you know, my first assistant is a big sister, you know. So it's just,
I
these are
can
the,
see that in her.
yeah. And she, and when
Yeah.
she's committed, she takes her
Wonderful lady. We're gonna have to
yeah.
take a break and then we'll come back. I'm here with the DA of Berkshire County and all of Berkshire County. And if you don't believe me, ask the people in the hill towns where he's had active stuff going on, not only just Pittsfield and the cities, and a lot of the towns he's at. His name is Timothy Chagrou. We're going to be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are broadcasting on 88.1. They're hearing this show right now as you are in Southern Berkshire. I if someone had told me 7 years ago, believe it, Tim, we've been there since for 7 years. Yeah. 7 years ago that we'd have been doing all we're doing, I would have thought they were crazy. But leadership at the station, the commitment of every employee to grow and to do it the best, I can't say enough. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. The good-looking guy you see there with hair, his name is Timothy Chagrou. He is the district attorney of Berkshire County. And in my humble opinion, he's doing a terrific job. He's built a team of prosecutors. He's built a team of law enforcement. And he's built a team of caring, diversion, or people who can recognize who can be diverted as a juvenile. There has to be consequences for action. The one thing I learned running the Violent Youthful Offender Program is many of these kids, one, didn't have boundaries. Two, never knew what home life consequences were. And three, just didn't have any role models. And the DA had said in the first half, what, that's a perfect thing. And another thing the DA gave me, and I've used it, I'll give him credit for it. It's a busy world. There's no question about it. But it's not so busy that, and I had this conversation, Tim, a week ago with a father. He says, oh, we just don't have time. You have to make time for your children because they're only going to be children for a little while.
Absolutely. And it goes by so fast, Bill. You know, I mean,
yeah.
My kids are, unfortunately, you know, one of them's passed, but the two of them are in their, you know, mid-30s. And we just had so much enjoyment.
Yeah.
Being with our three kids, and our even though we were a blended family, our kids were exceptionally yeah. close. And to this day, I cherish the fact that our kids talk to each other and love each other and spend that much time. But that came from having constant communication between my wife and myself, and even our ex-spouses. They have that type of relationship to be mature and you know, develop your children and make them into good people. And they've been very successful and done very good in their careers. because of the fact. So you've got to spend the time with your kids.
Yeah.
And it goes by so fast. You blink an eye. Once they turn 18 and they're going out to college,
Yeah.
like, wow, and then you really miss all those times that you had with them, all the sports you did with them, all the vacations you took with them, whether it was just at home, wherever you were, it was the fact that we were together. So it's worth the time, it's worth the energy, it's worth the extra bit. Does it mean putting the phone down? Does it mean not watching that show? Does it mean just going outside on a Saturday, then just do something with the kids? But I'm seeing more and more people do that, Bill. I don't know if you are. I see it more. I see more and more people that are engaged with their kids. You go to the parks in the summertime, you go to Clatt
Yes.
Park, and I like to walk a lot of these places with my wife, and I see the kids in the splash pad playing basketball. I see kids playing baseball. You go to the lake in the summertime, and I don't care what
Yeah.
back where people are from, but there's just so many big families that are picnicking at Burbank Park, which love to see it being used. I'm so happy that the Pontusic Lake picnic area is going to be all new for next year. It's nice to see. I would like to see the State Forest used a little bit more because that's a beautiful park as well. But just to see the fact that we have these resources in our community, they're right in your backyard. I've talked to so many people who have never been up Mount Greylock, have never been up the top of State Forest, and they live in the Pittsfield for their entire lives. Like, these are things that are there for free, that you can take your kids to, take them on hikes, and they have programming available all the time, which you guys promote. And I know you do it all the time because I listen to your promotions. When I was at private practice, your station was on all day long. Here, unfortunately, I'm too busy to keep the radio on, but there I had it on for my people that were in the waiting area. And I hear that all the things that you guys promote. But there are so many activities that are going on in the Berkshires. We have a lot of theater. There's a lot of things that are free, a lot of things that are very cheap for children. You have the museum, which is being redone right now with an exhibit. But these are good things that we have available for free here, and I'm seeing more and more families use it. And I want to make sure that these parks are clean, that they're safe, and that people aren't doing
Going.
drugs in them. And so those parks are very, very important to our community. They're important to our families. And just go out and look at people using them. You go to the pickleball courts over on even over at Springside Park. Those are busy. People are out using our parks. And that's what we should be proud of as a community, to have our parks being used by our kids, by their family, because that's what we're trying to enrich. That's what we're trying to say, is that bring some, family life together. And these are existing there. Just you got to get out and look at them. That Clatt Park is just, to me, because of where I live on Barker Road, driving by there all the time, I just see it, and I just brings a smile to my face every day at the end of the day and in the morning, and just knowing that these parks are being used. And now we're going to have a skating rink there this winter. So how nice is that? I remember it was always on the common. You remember when we used to have a skating
Oh, I
rink on the
do.
common? It was just stuff that we there was just the fun
The
things
Common in
to
Springside Park. Springside
yeah
Park,
that's
we'd walk
right
over,
there's
skate for 3 hours, and then walk back home.
yeah And then we used to have the free rope tow for snowboarding, snow tubing up at Osceola Park over on West Street. So these things have always been around, and people in our communities always volunteer and do these type of helpful programs for kids. So they're there. Just please, families, take advantage of them. Try to get out and use the things that are free in our community, because we do offer a lot. We pay a lot of taxes in Pittsfield. I don't get you wrong, because I pay a lot of taxes.
Yeah, we
But I am
all
proud
do.
when I see my parks that are cleaned up, and I am proud when I see that these streets getting cleaned up, and because that's really important. Our self-worth is so important. If people drive by and see that we have a clean neighborhood, we have a clean downtown, it means a lot that we are invested in our community, we're invested in our businesses, and that's important for all of us. And so when you see businesses get out there and do the cleanups in the spring, I know the banks do it, and a lot of people get out and volunteer. And you look at people putting the landscaping, all the flowers stuff in the pots on North Street. Those are wonderful things to see. But realize them and promote them. And never mind talk about the negativity. Let's talk about what's positive, and let's try to make this community safe, clean,
And that's
and
why I do this program because
yeah.
I mean, I went on when there were a couple of people on that were just, I mean, nothing was right. Their people convinced wake up in the morning and go, oh, damn, the sun's out.
Yeah.
I mean, I maybe because of my past life and all the blessings I've, there isn't a day that I don't get up and say thank you, Lord, for another day.
Life is a blessing. Let me tell you, when you have loss, you can understand the difficulty it is to realize. So you should take every day. Don't take it for granted. Take it as a gift.
No.
Give back. Try to give back to your brothers and sisters in the community. You know,
Takes nothing to be kind.
it takes
Cost you
nothing to
nothing.
be kind. Nothing to be and just again the civility. Say hello. You know, be
Yeah.
nice to people. That's all. Just let if somebody's got. If someone's got something less in front of you, let them go in front of you. Just
What do you care?
be understanding, you know, just it's so important. And that's the philosophy that we teach. Everybody in this office teaches that. So, and I just think that the more you promote that, the more it becomes infectious, the more you'll see the community do that. And so that's how we have to lead. I don't want, I know, you know, politically and whatnot, it's always been in the community. People like to say negative things, like to attack people. I know people will attack me in this battle, no matter what I'm doing. But you, and it's personal attacks, which is really stupid, you know.
I know.
But you,
I get them.
yeah, I know. It's just, you know, but you just got to, instead of doing the negativity, do something positive,
Yeah.
say something good. You know, say something good about somebody and just do the right thing, because we can get more with sugar than you do with vinegar. And so I think if people realize that and stop the negativity, let's move forward. Let's try to fix problems and not complain about them. Because
And
I
let
hear.
me ask this question before I forget, because at my age, I forget where I parked the car. You're heading into your last year of your first term.
That's right.
And breaking news, are you going to run again?
Of course, you know, when I decided to run, I decided I wanted to run for, I had a vision for 3 years, you know, 3 terms rather, which is, you know, the 12 years in order to get what I really need to get done. The first couple of years I had to correct some of the
Yeah,
situation, get
you
office
did.
back you know, the 21st century and get us organized within the office and get it fully staffed. And we've done all that. And we're in the process of expanding our office, and we'll be doing construction in the next 8 months, getting us all expanded, you know, with the state, because we haven't had a lease since 2018, and we haven't been upgrading this building in years and years and years. And it's time for us to upgrade. I got 3 lawyers in an office. We can't have that. So we're in the process of getting that done. That'll probably be 8 to 10 months.
Hey, same building though.
Same building. I am not leaving North Street.
Sure.
I love the corner of North. Maybe a little bit more signage up front so people know we're here. And it's gonna get where it needs to be with better electrical. Our air conditioning and heating and cooling system was awful. So I'm addressing that as well, because it should have been addressed. It should have been addressed in 2018. But here we are, 2025, almost going to 2026. So I've been addressing it. I've been working on the lease since my first month in office. So
Wow.
we're in the process of in doing the construction now, and we should be done in 8 to 10 months. My hope is, you know, barring any unforeseen problems or you
Sure,
know,
yeah.
the finances from the state. But yeah, there's a lot of things that I have going on that are still going. You know, I did it in stages. I did first Guns and Drugs. I attacked the people that were in the community that were had outstanding cases that were still selling drugs and still armed. And we dealt with that, and I established the organized retail crime, which I wanted to do by September of 2023. And by 2024, I was working on elder abuse and elder frauds. We're doing that, and all throughout this time, I'm also bolstering and bringing up the child abuse unit and bringing up the internet crimes against children. So
Yes.
that has been I've been doing that since 1986. So and again, being the founder of the Kids Place, it's easy to partner with them on various things that we're doing. Being back in the schools was huge. Getting our preventive work off the ground, having an actual community development team, having a community engagement team rather, has been very important to me, and getting this whole place staffed. So we have had a very busy, bolsterous 3 years, and I knew I wasn't able to get that all accomplished in those first 3 years. So I anticipate that, you know, come March, we'll be getting our signatures and getting ready to go for our second term, and moving us even further along where we want to go. Because if I do all the things I really want to do, you know, including getting storage for vehicles, all those kind of things, it's going to take me, you know, cycles with different budgets. It's going to take me some time. And you know, I just I think there's a lot more we can do, and I think there's a lot more I have planned for. I'm very pleased where I am. I think I'm ahead of the game where I was going. I thought I would be after 3 years, but there was a vision going forward with this. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't have a vision about what I wanted to do. Just like when I started the kids' place, I wouldn't have done that if I didn't have a vision about where I wanted to go. And that has even expanded beyond what my initial philosophy was and thoughts were. It's a domestic violence center now as well. Yes. And that has expanded itself to a big budget and offers a lot more medical and mental health components than I ever thought we could imagine. And I want to do that with this DA's office. I want to make sure it's the best DA's office in the state. I want to make sure it's the best law office in Western Mass. And I think we've accomplished that so far. And I've got a young district court staff, and I'm dying to and anticipating getting them trained for the next few years and making them into great lawyers. So if you give me enough time and enough availability, I will make even these other lawyers tremendous lawyers. I have tried cases for next year will be my 40th year. And I have a lot of wealth of knowledge about how to try cases.
Yes, you do.
To impute upon these younger kids to help teach them to become excellent jurists and also excellent at our community and giving back to our community. So we have a lot to offer, and I'm not willing to just do this and get over with it yet. I'm still feel young and enthusiastic enough to keep doing what I want to do. So my hope is for two more terms, and if the public wants me, that's what I want to do. And I expect that they're going to be just as happy to have me come back. So
I would hope so. As people know, I don't tell anybody who to vote for. I tell you to vote. But know your candidates. That's my thing. Oh, he's a good-looking guy. Well, they don't say that about me. That's why I don't run for office. But seriously, what I would like you to do, if you would just take 5 minutes, and then I promise I'll let you go. Explain your philosophy of how you deal with juveniles, from petty to serious, because you've had them both.
We do. One of the unfortunate things when I first came on board was that we had some of these individuals that had 4 gun cases, for example, and people on North Street, they knew who they were, and they were sick of them. They didn't want to go to McKay Street Garage. They didn't want to go to BMC's Garage. I don't know if you remember that one. First took office, BMC's Garage had some issues with individuals in there with drugs and guns.
Yes.
And so, these were serious people, and they were diverted without any substance. So what happens when they're diverted that way? There was no record of those each arrest. So they would get arrested on a new gun charge, and there was no record of that. We changed that philosophy right away, so we keep track of any of the defendants that are coming in. And each of those individuals, by the way, had those problems and had these 4 or 5 cases, ended up getting charged by my office, and they were not diverted. And I do not divert any sexual assault cases or gun cases will not be diverted. And so I take guns very seriously.
Yes.
The illegal firearm guns, again, you have to, when I say gun case, I'm not talking about I'm a licensed to carry firearm holder.
Yeah.
And I believe in our right to bear arms, and especially in the Berkshire, we have a lot of hunters. But I'm talking about illegal people who are stealing guns, people who are making illegal weapons. They need to be taken off the streets because they're in there for nefarious reasons and for no good. So it's much different than a regular gun holder. So we dealt with those issues right off with those kids, arrested them, had them charged with new gun charges when they were carrying weapons again.
Yeah.
And put them in class custody and get them, off the streets for the time being. But even then, after a year and a half, they get released from DYS custody, and we can be picking them up again. But now the problem is now these individuals are no longer juveniles. Now they're adults. So now they're in the adult court. But on your grand scheme of things, every case has its own DNA. Every kid is different, just like you and I are different. And so you've got to treat every case differently. Some small things, we treat it based upon what the crime is and then what type of programming this child may particularly need. It could be if it's a minor event offense, we make sure they'll do some community service, that they're going to feel the pain of what it's like if you steal from somebody, or if you do graffiti, and that you have to remove it. And there's different things we do. If we find out there's some hate crimes, we attack the hate issue. Why? Educate them on, like we have one particular program, we ran one from Parents for Peace about the Holocaust because it was some anti-Semitic behavior. And so we taught and showed just what it's like and how to listen to what people have suffered through. So you try to, again, educate the young kids. But the ones, if you're going to be continuing to break the law, carry weapons, and do violent, serious criminal offenses, we're going to treat you that way. And unfortunately, you can end up in the superior court, like the shooting that just
Yeah.
occurred, which is it's a shame for everybody across the board. We try to
Absolutely.
identify them ahead of time, catch them ahead of time, but you can't always do that. But we're trying, and we have been out there, and I think we have been doing a great job because the amount of shootings are significantly down. But you're not going to get rid of them. It's just as much as we try, and drug dealers know to give the kids the guns because
Yeah.
they're young and they'll go to DYS custody. They'll be released. Whereas as adults, they're going to go to prison. And so, it's a tactic you have to keep doing. But you can't do anything without having some accountability and some consequences. Whatever the case is, whether it's a theft, whether it's something
Yeah.
small, some vandalism, whether it's some behavior, you've got to address it. And sometimes it's addressing it by education. Sometimes it's addressing it by punishment. Sometimes it's a combination of both.
Yeah.
So you have to look at those cases. And that's why it's important to have a community outreach person that is in the juvenile court. She's there all the time. And so she's helping get programming for
Yeah.
these kids, even though the defendants, in our eyes, because we're prosecuting them, we're still looking at them as chances to rehabilitate and change and make this go away so that they don't have an issue again, as long as they have accountability and consequences. The big words in our office is accountability, because I'm accountable, you're accountable, everything we do, we're accountable. And if you're a criminal, you're going to be accountable for your behavior as well. And if we just take that philosophy, it's simple. And then it goes by the level of severity and what are you willing to do? What are you going to do to me, for me, to have me give you that lesser of a consequences? You want
Right.
drugs and go through a rehab program? I'm going to really highlight that and give you a better disposition.
Yeah.
If you're going to, become employed and start working, you're going to change your ways. You're going to do if you're going to do the things I asked you to do and learn a lesson from that. And I ask, I mean, my lawyers, to do these kind of things. If you are willing to make amends, do that. It'll help you in the long run. We'll get you through. We'll educate you. We'll train you. It will make you productive so you don't come back. But there's going to be consequences no matter what it is. And you can't
It's
just
life.
divert. It's life. You just can't divert. If I and we unfortunately we have broken families, so there's not a lot.
Nine.
There's a lot of and there are people that let their kids stay on their phones, so there's not as much parenting as I would like it to be. I'm trying to get more and more parents to be involved with their kids. But if we have to, we're going to give you the consequences. We want to make sure you do that so that you are accountable for your behavior. That's all it is. Consequence and accountability. And that's how we taught our kids. That's how they grew up and why they're successful today and why they're doing so well in life, because you got to teach them the right way. And we can do that for our kids in our community by caring and spending the time with them.
And it
but
doesn't have to be hours.
No, it
it's
it no, it really
a 20-minute conversation
absolutely
after school or before. And I will just close with this. Thank you for coming on. But when I ran the Violent Youthful Offender Program, I would make this 80. I would not have had probably 80 to 85% of those kiddos. And they were kids. They had done horrendous things. But I wouldn't have had them if they had the parents that I had and you had and we're promoting. So for those parents out there, give up 10 minutes of your bowling league to spend talking with your kid. Give your kid a ride to school, which a lot of people do. I see it here. I live on William Street. When Herbert gets out, it's like a bus terminal. But that's okay. But take advantage of those kinds of times. Tim Shagrew, I promised I'd get you out early, and I will. I just want to say, because you might be interested, December 7th, there's a Salute to American Soldiers, a military musical at the American Legion Post in North Adams, 3 to 6 p.m. It's a $20 ticket, but it will help, and that money will go to disabled veterans and homeless veterans. And coming up at the Senior Center, please get there. There's a 10-day holiday cheer. I don't have time to read all 10 days, but check in with the Pittsfield Senior Center. And again, that number is 413-499-9346. And I don't think they gave a number on this. Let me just double check. No. But you can I'm sorry they don't have a number on it, but it's, again, Wayne Soares Presents, Sunday, December 7th, a salute to the American soldier. Mr. District Attorney, to you and your beautiful wife, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thank you and your entire team for what you're doing for me and all of the citizens of Berkshire County.
You too, Bill. You tell your beautiful wife, happy Thanksgiving. It's great to see you guys. And I hope you have a chance to enjoy your Thanksgiving. I know I'll see you out somewhere. On December 7th, I'll be at that. We have a vigil for our drunk driving victims. So I'll be at that on that particular day. It is Pearl Harbor Day.
I'll be representing you here. Don't take that as an offense. Now, I just tell your beautiful wife, we are the proud new 10-day-old granddaughter. Her name.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, Mia Rose, named after both grandmothers.
Beautiful.
Tell the bride I said hi.
And I will. You too.
Bye. And folks, as I always say, and I know it offends some of you, I get your text. God bless. That's my prerogative to say. And lift somebody up today. Don't be put somebody down. We're all in this together. Just do something nice for somebody. Kindness costs nothing. To the DA of Berkshire County, thank you and have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family. You all of you, happy Thanksgiving. Keep on.